There's no signage, just a big black door. This is the entrance to the old fruit market, which was built in 1882. As its name suggests, it began life as a market, and it was in business until the 1970s, by which time it was being used for occasional jazz, folk or classical events. But the atmosphere of the old market still remains, and under the high vaulted roof, a gig here can be a memorable experience. Acts ranging from Calvin Harris to Annie Ross to Teenage Fan Club and Katie Tunstall have all played here, and the Delgados released their Live at the Fruit Market album following their Great Eastern tour. All of them surrounded by the original stallholder signs. Folks sold their goods on the same cobbled ground 100 years ago. Blazin' Fiddles were the last band to play here before the building closed for restoration in 2003, and Lunaza the first to perform at the reopening in 2006. The old fruit market and the city halls together hold up to 3,000, which takes them back to the kind of audiences the old hall was built for in the days of Disraeli. On its own, the old fruit market has a capacity of 2,000, and as I said earlier, it's one of the main venues for the Celtic Connections Festival. Though during that reopening concert back in 2006, the audience found themselves out in the street after being evacuated by a fire alarm. But the show went on as 1,000 Celtic Connections concert goers produced their own spontaneous rendition of the Proclaimers' 500 Miles. If there had been a roof over Candle Rigs, they would have raised it.